And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show for you today? We got a guy in here that knows a little something about fish and tackle. It's the tackle guru, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, is going to be joining us this morning. And man, is there a great time to have Doug in here. There is some serious action going on. Lots of fish being unloaded right outside the doors at the big landings. It's going to be a fun one today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And just stoked to be in the studio today. Got June gloom, but it's sun shining in here.
June gloom, but man, there's a deckload of bluefins out there.
There is. Yeah,
man, things are happening. I feel the same way, Corey. Pumped to be in here. Again, like we said, Pete's still finishing the Montana adventure. I think he's on the road home today. A long drive back from Montana. So hopefully we'll hear from him later in the show, but what a killer adventure those guys had, and a lot of fun. And boy, I'm stoked that he went, because I had a lot of fun hanging out and doing the show with you, Corey. It's been a really fun time. Totally.
Nothing but good time.
That's for sure. And speaking of good times, one of my most favorite people to do the radio show with. Nobody knows this world and fishing like our guy Doug Kern, who's right here. And this is the time that it's like kicking off, and you walk outside and see fish unloading, and I love it. It's my favorite time of year, and we have just the right guy to talk about it. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Well, I love June gloom. Spring is in the air, summer's coming, the kids are getting out of school, the jacaranda trees are all purpley blooming, and the star jasmine and my yellowtail tree bloomed, right on cue, the yellowtail bit, last month when that happened, to come into the radio show, the world headquarters is the perch over the landings, and you just see the buzz. I was watching the Islander unloading their catch, and it looked like most of the fish were in that, 70 to 100 pound, and a few big, you see it. those fish and then a big tail sticking out of one of the doctors. Okay, there's a 150 pounder, you know.
It's so wild. Like, you don't know what to call a 40 to 70 pounder these days. I mean, that is such an awesome big, I mean, it's nothing but a big ass bluefin.
It's a beautiful
70 pounder,
fish.
Are you kidding me? But then, like you say, when it's next to a 230, it's like, oh wow, you look at that little guy.
Like crazy.
It's so crazy, yeah. What's going on right now.
And I came from the world where trophy hunting like this was reserved for the long-range boats. It was the best yellowfin fishing you could get in the world. And, you know, a 200-pounder was the holy grail. Once in a while, you get a super cow or something like that. But, you know, then you get these counts from some of these boats on a one-and-a-half to three-day trip, and it's like, you know, we got 27 over 100. And I asked Frank, I said, how often does that happen on a long-range trip? And he said, almost never. And this is a common occurrence. Right now, guys are going out, and it's possible, it's likely on some of these trips that every guy on the boat in one night of fishing is going to get a 100-pounder. I mean, how crazy is that? And you've still got your shot at your 200, and later in the season, we've, you know, the last 8 years, we've seen these 300-pounders coming in, you know, and I'm kind of surprised there's not a four, but you know, we've got a 377 hanging on our wall in the tackle store there, and that was caught out of a smaller boat.
You know. It's caught on a Parker.
So, I mean,
crazy.
It's just such, it's a world-class fishery. San Diego was always famous for sport fishing. This has put us on the map as one of the greatest destinations on earth to go fishing, this bluefin bite. And, you know, I don't want to say we take it for granted, but, you know, a lot of people just like, you know, they get in their car and they drive down to the landing and go on a boat, and they just kind of know, you know, okay, I'm going to probably catch a 100-pounder.
Yeah.
You know, or if not, you know, you have a shot at some just unbelievably great fishing. And finally, our weather has calmed down. Every boat is getting on the fish. Every boat is catching fish. We've got enough boats on the water that the code groups can talk to each other, and we
can
keep
a good point.
Track. Because these bluefin, you go out there one day and they're biting, and the next day they're gone, and now you've got, you know, 30, 40 boats out there. So this is prime time to get your shot. You
totally.
Know?
You said something that made me think about it, and you're right, like it being a world destination. I mean, there's plenty of places that you can go in the world and catch a big fish, but how many times do you get to hook a world-class trophy like we have right now, but with the rod and reel in your hands on an artificial lure? You know what I mean? Like, sure, there's spots around the world you can pay to go, but you're going to be, you know, you're going to be the passenger on some boat where they're trolling around and hook some big fish, and then the guy hands it to you. Okay, now you do it. Like, this is you, mono, dropping it. I mean, you're dropping a yo-yo jig, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you can hook a 200-pounder.
400-gram yo-yo jig. It's the same technique we've used for years on yellowtail and the PL-68 on a long-range trip, you know, on a 50 international. Dropping or a Tiagra dropping down like that, and you just have to keep it in perspective because it's become normal.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not normal.
It's so cool.
I mean, there's an entire generation that doesn't really know any different, right? We've had the bluefin for 10 years, and it's...
Yes.
Everything you just described is our last 10 years.
Right, and that's so true.
Yeah, anybody that got into this sport, and I mean, it became... You know, we went through the Great Recession, no fishing in 2008 through 12, and then a whole new crop of fishermen appeared when the fishing started getting good with this bluefin. None of them have caught an albacore. None of them realize maybe how special this is. You're right, Corey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wonder when the albacore come back, and I can just see somebody, you know, in their 20s or 30s holding this thing going, so what's
really?
The big deal?
Yeah. So why were you guys so excited about this again?
I don't get it.
And then they're going to plate it. They're going to eat it.
Yeah.
And then figure it all out.
Like, that's why.
Oh, okay.
But so that does bring, it brings people out of the woodwork. We all here have seen several cycles of the long fin that come, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It brings the guys out that haven't fished in 20 years. It's so weird.
The albacore run is like the salmon run up north.
Yeah.
It's a very traditional spiritual thing for
mystic.
Some reason.
Mystic.
Very good word for that. And And that was just, you know, one generation passing it down to the son, to the grandson, you know, and the family tradition, the big albacore run. It would start about this time of year. They'd get the first albacore probably in June. And, you know, the old saying, shoot off fireworks and go fishing. That's when they really got with it. And we'd have like 2 months of it. And then maybe you get your yellowfin. And so we've got, you know, we replaced the albacore with the bluefin. And then we still get our summer to late summer to early fall yellowfin tuna, Dorado under the patties, you know, some striped marlin. You know, we get those, we used to call them exotics, you know, so we still have that, and that's fun as can be. You go out there and troll around and hook up, you know.
But wait, I have to say something, because I remember the years, and you just mentioned, you know, we'd go out in June and catch albacore, but
yeah.
I remember Fisherman's Landing Tackle offering for a handful of years, Rick knows where I'm going, a handful of years where you offered for the first albacore like $1,000 prize or $1,500 prize. There was some prize.
Yeah,
and so they were caught literally the first of the year.
Well, here's what it
I remember.
Was.
This is the big one.
Yeah.
So in the year 2000, Y2K, it was a big buzz.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing all these promotions. And I said, I'll never do a Y2K promotion. You know, how silly is that? Well, we had a year where we had albacore biting all the way into December. And so I jumped on the bandwagon. And so I put out $1,000 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop for the first albacore of the millennium.
Yeah, right. It's,
so
that was such the buzzword then. The new millennium's coming.
Yes. Like. And there's only going to be one first albacore of the millennium, and then you got to wait 1,000 years. So we're going to do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it next millennium.
Years.
Yeah, totally.
Was that
it's on the books.
Eddie and Dennis?
Well, so
one of the years it was.
Anyway, quite a few boats went out, and the weather was snotty as hell.
Yeah.
It was
typical
drizzly,
albacore.
Rainy. You know, it was one of those winter storms that comes down, and the south wind, 6 foot seas.
Yeah.
And
yeah, keep in mind, this is January 1. Like,
so these guys went out and they pre-fished, you know, the 31st of December, and then they slept on their boats in this nasty weather. And
and keep in mind, their boat was not some big, you know, big yacht. Like, these were guys in a big skiff, you know, a 30-foot something, right?
So the guys that won it, I believe it was a 25 or maybe 27-foot Boston Whaler twin 200s. And it was four guys, buddies that had been fishing forever, and we're going to go out and win this thing. And, of course, Dennis and Eddie,
always competitive in every tournament that exists, or
they,
any prize ever.
Don't tell Eddie it's not possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, our money was on the local 619 guys that, you know, Dennis and Eddie were going to bring that thing in.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got word, okay, there's a boat coming in with some albacore, and we had like the newspapers and the radios, and we had maybe 100 people down there all waiting to see the first albacore of the millennium coming in. And here they come around the corner, and it's not Dennis and Eddie. It's this, I think it was a 27-foot Boston whaler.
Yeah, right.
And these four guys come in, and Rory Hughes was the name of the guy that caught the first albacore. And they come in, they had three from the day before, and you could tell that they were in like a little worse condition, and you had three like pristine albacore that were like, okay.
You did it. Legit. Yeah, this fish was clearly caught a couple hours ago. Yeah.
And while we're weighing their fish in, here comes Dennis and Eddie 15 minutes later, and they had three albacore.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I forget what it was. One of the boats had two jig strikes and a bait fish, and the other one had one jig strike and two bait fish.
How crazy is that?
So we gave the $1,000 gift spree, and those guys all bought reels and, you know, overbought, so they threw in some money to make up the difference.
How cool.
So we decided to give Dennis and Eddie a $250 gift. Because how can you not? Those guys spent the night, and there are pictures. They broke their bow rail, their radio from the rough seas, snapped off
onto
the ground. I mean, they had all these
typical killer whale speed. They were flying in crummy conditions.
Yes.
Hammered down, like, oh, we're getting in. That's how those boys are.
30 knots coming in 6 foot and 20 knots.
Yeah, you know what I'm interested in seeing, talking about albacore? Those years, the bluefin would get mixed in. And I want to know when they do return, when the longfins return, like how that's going to mix up with the bluefin that we have today. That's a special entity in its own, right?
Agreed.
I mean,
yes.
So when they mix up, like, how beautiful.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You know,
It'll be fun.
The option we get now for you can go small fish fishing or big fish fishing, you got the bluefin for the big, and then you'll get your yellowfin and dorado and that kind of thing for the small. But could you imagine having albacore over here and bluefin over there? Well, exactly. What do you want today? Just
and then a spice of skipjack to get them all lathered, right? Yeah.
We're going to go to the 60 because that's where the good albacore fishing is. And if we get done early, we'll slide up to Clemente and try to get a big trophy. Like, so much
fun. Or the other way around. You know, we got six guys on our private boat. Or we got, 20 guys on our sport boat. You know, we got limits. Okay, let's go, pick away at some albacore and then head in.
Yeah. But, I mean, with that mix of skipjack, right, to get them all fired up and on the corner just foamed up, getting the albacore and the blue. Oh, my man.
And then, if you
we're going a totally different direction here.
If you want to talk retro, then why don't you throw in some big eyes?
I was just going to say, we'll stack a couple of Zucker feathers on top of each other and drive home fast and get a bite on the way home.
There used to be a Grand Slam. You could catch a yellowfin, a bluefin, a big eye, a skipjack.
And the Albi.
And an albacore.
So when Brian Kiyohara was in here, he was talking about those years when we had the big eye and in the kelp patty stops that were incredible. And we went back retro on a lot of that.
So much fun.
It was amazing talk.
Well, I remember Steve Thompson on the Searcher. I went out on the day and like 3/4 day trip, and there was a patty down there marked with a blue trash bag, and everybody was hitting it. We rolled up and caught 131 big eye. I'd never seen, we'd caught them on our marlin jigs trolling around on the private boat and, occasionally on a sport boat, but I'd never seen tuna that crazy aggressive. They were just out of their mind biting nails.
Yeah, I remember Brian talking about splashing the or pinning a dean on the gaff hook and having them eat the gaff hook.
I'm certain of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never did that, but I heard the story.
So could you imagine that fishing right now with how good our fleet is, how good they are at keeping track of kelps, how good the fishing tackle is? Oh. It would be in the hands of the anglers. I mean, the highest and most killer piece of tackle then, new school was a TLD 32 speed.
Yes.
Could you imagine doing that now with a TAC 16 or a TAC 20 and a rail rod?
Crazy.
And all the stuff that we have to do it now.
With all this being mentioned, did you see what the San Diego got yesterday?
I guess I didn't.
They had five bluefin. Only five bluefin.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. But this...
They had four fish. There was a 205, a 198. The smallest of the four was 180.
Yep.
All on rental gear.
Yes.
Rick's talking about all this crazy gear. Those were on rental gear.
Yeah. Unreal. It looked like a scene from the Hurricane Bank.
Yeah.
Picture a brawler with cows stretched out. It's on a full day trip.
You go on your, what we used to call a 3/4 day trip. You're looking, you hope to get some bonita, and maybe somebody gets a yellowtail.
It's funny. You mentioned full day, right? Or 3/4 day. And I remember working the phones over at Seaforth, and you were trying to explain to a customer, no, you're out there all day.
Yeah.
Well, it's 3/4 of a day. Well, no, you're 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you may be a little bit later.
Yeah, probably.
So, right? Probably sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
You're going to be, right?
That shirt that Booger and Brawla made for the San Diego is my favorite. It says San Diego from dark to dark.
I haven't seen that. Seriously?
That's when they finish. Yeah,
I love that.
From dark to dark.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, on My Little Parker, that's a full day.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. I mean, we're blessed to not only have the fleet, but to have the full-day trips like the Liberty and the San Diego, and just something you can enjoy for the day. I mean, you can jump on the boat for the day and catch a fish of what we're calling a lifetime.
Yeah, a long-range style, world-class tuna on the Liberty. You imagine?
Yeah. And just imagine the fish that they lost, right? I mean, they captured five, but I heard there were, double that in casualties.
Yeah, there's casualties when you have big fish like that.
Absolutely.
There was a really fun video that happened last night that, has Kent Ryan on the Liberty.
Yeah.
Watching one get, watching a very appropriate two-speed outfit, absolutely getting spooled. Yeah, done. Over. You watch the guys with the rod way up in the air to try and stop the fish. And that's it. I mean, they were catching cows yesterday.
From yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I mean, legit cow fishing yesterday on board the Liberty. It's just
it's so wild.
That's crazy.
Really, really fun times. And speaking of fun times, what a good one today is going to be with the absolute most knowledgeable tackle guy in the house, Corey.
Man, we've had some fun conversation already, and we want you to be a part of the show. It's a fun way to do it. And 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. There's literally only one line open right now. 213-432-1090. I can see Doug from Montebello on there.
He's just,
We're going to have to start off with him. But anyway, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text. And the text is only done via the app. It's a super easy free download. The app is a fun way to listen to the show. I listen to it during the week. And you can listen to it that way. It's super easy, fun, free. So send us a text via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because Doug at the end of the show is going to flip the prize coin. We're going to figure out who this $100 gift card is going to, right?
How about that, man?
To Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
We doubled it this time. Yeah. Just for grins.
So super cool, man. Talking good times, talking fun. We've crossed some nostalgia here. We're just going to have a good time. We want you to join us again. 213-432-1090. Or send us a text with the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways. And one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're going to have a fun day ahead of us today. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the app, or Doug's throwing in a $100 gift card for Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Little shopping spree. Come down, right? Hang out with us and buy some good gear. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun one today. I always love when Doug's on because the tackle questions – just range everywhere. You know, I mean, Doug, you've done so much at the tackle store, you know, career there for so long, and you've seen so much fun stuff come and go. But, like, Doug just knows the gear for a long range or a yacht or a bay bass. Yeah. Or a calico or a big tuna. And it's always fun and a great show. And, you know, there's so much cool stuff to cover, and it's just the opportunity. I mean, that's my favorite part about Fisherman's Landing and working at Fisherman's Landing is when you come down there, it's, you know, all of the guys behind the counter are just so into it. It's not a place that has a guy that's working for a few hours that kind of likes fishing. I mean, it's true
life
experts, and and you're the leader of it, and today's gonna be a lot of fun.
Our crew, they go out and they are killers, and they'll do the cow tuna with the best of them. But then you come down to work, and here's Dallas down on the dock trying to catch a 12 inch spotty,
or trying to catch that 12 inch spotty before he goes on his trip to catch a cow.
Exactly.
They're just wild. And I can't tell you how many times Doug or I would come into work in the morning and there's like four, I mean, clearly fished that morning. Like, look over the shoulder, make sure it's not too busy. I'm going to go catch one on the dock. Like, you know, like, hey, there's good Corvina fishing right now. You'll see there's like four or five bass rods and a spinning rod, like, thrown in the corner that clearly were all guys fishing. Like, Doug doesn't get here till 6. Like, let's go get a few casts in before he gets here. Like, it's very obvious what goes on. Exactly. Exactly.
It sounds like Brandon is contagious.
Oh, my God, right?
It's a lot of fun, no doubt. And this is the right time of year, and there's some good fishing. And speaking of good fishing, we got the other boss on the line this morning. Pete, how's the Montana adventure going? Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Doug, Corey, Rick, great to talk to you this morning. And Montana adventure is coming to an end here this morning. We're packing the car. Lolly and I are packing the car right now and getting ready to hit the road. We're gonna kind of take it easy and stop in Salt Lake and then stop and maybe try and get a hike in at Zion if it's not too hot, and then head for home Tuesday morning. So I'll be back Tuesday afternoon. So, but yeah, it's been great. Montana. You know, we all love wind, right? Well, if you love wind, you want to be in Montana because there's a lot of wind here. And that kind of place, and I had no idea, I didn't know, but I mean, it's still an unbelievably beautiful place, but you really got to kind of watch the wind conditions, and you know, the locals all talk about it. It's like they're so used to it that wind is not even a factor for them. And if it blows 12 to 15 knots, it's no big deal, right? But it definitely can hamper your fishing for sure. This trip, I would say, I had one epic day and then several slow days of fishing, and a lot of it was just due to the wind. I mean, the fish are there, but the wind can be a factor. But we went for our final trip Friday. Greg Stotesbury and Chris and I went on a float trip down the Missouri River. Beautiful float trip. We did 9 river miles, which may not sound like much, but on the river, that's a lot of miles. And we started at about 11 a.m. and we finished the float about 8:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh!
that's a long day on the water for sure. And the fishing was super slow because of the wind. I mean, we had some dry fly bite. We were hoping for a lot more dry fly, but you know, when it's windy, it's hard to get the dries out there and get the fish feeding on the surface. But we had some decent, you know, browns and rainbows in the Missouri River on that day. But of course, floating a river in Montana anytime is just an epic scene, you know, with bald eagles and deer and, you know, wildlife. We saw a mink on the shore and, you know, just pretty cool scene. But it's amazing. This time of the year, it seems like every drift boat in Montana is on the Missouri River because all the other rivers this time of the year, for probably another week, maybe less, all the other rivers are blown out because of the snow melt, right? Because, you know, it was 80 degrees yesterday. It's going to be 80 again today. So things start warming up and things start melting and the rivers start flowing. And once that backs off, then all those drift boats go back to their hometowns and do their own rivers. And there's certainly countless number of rivers up here. But Lolly and I did an amazing adventure. We went up night up in Whitefish and went and hiked in the Glacier National Park and hiked up to a beautiful lake called Avalanche Lake. And just epic scenery up there, just unbelievable scenery and great hiking. We've had some really great hikes up here, but I'm sitting on the porch of this house we rented for the 3 weeks here, and just looking at the forest, and saw elk this morning going through and deer, and it's bright green up here now, just because things are not quite into summer, but pretty beautiful place. You definitely have to factor in days when the wind blows. So for fishing, and I think the wind blows more in May and early June than it does as you head into the summer. But as we head into the summer, it gets pretty warm up here. But warm can be good, right? So anyway, it's been a fantastic adventure. We're really appreciative to you guys for manning the fort, you and Corey, and everybody else for manning the fort there and making this opportunity possible. Now, come back on Tuesday, and then what happens on Sunday, Rick?
We are out of here, baby. Heading north, my favorite trip of the year. We've got our Let's Talk Hookup trip up to Kingfisher, Alaska, and we're going to look forward here later on the show. We're going to be talking with Seth Bone and going to get a little update on how the fishing has been. And Pete, I can't wait. We're going to have a blast this year.
Yeah, that's going to be super fun. And again, grateful to Corey and Brandon for manning the fort a week from today, because they're going to have the gentleman from Two Fish Jigs hanging out with them for a little while too. So that'll be great. That's one of Brandon's new enterprises, and he'll be talking jig fishing, and I'll bet you'll be talking about some bluefin tuna fishing too. I've been watching all the internet stuff going on that bluefin fishing, and whew, man. How about some 200-pounders on the San Diego? That's pretty crazy, right?
It's unreal. I wish you could have seen. I mean, I know how much you love looking up, being at the World Quarters of Let's Talk Hookup and looking out and seeing the boats unload. And the Queen this morning, I mean, again, we say it all the time, but it really did. Like, it looked like they were coming home from a 16-day. I mean, it was just... there's so many big ones at the top of our dock today, and the average ones are 40 to 70 pounds. It's just insane that the number of trips these last 2 weeks of fish over 100 pounds. I mean, there was several thousand fish, I'll bet, from, you combine all the boats in the last 2 weeks, there's probably over 1,000 fish over 100 pounds. It's awesome what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. So, but thank you guys for, I know you have a lot of tackle and bluefin and probably calicos, too, because I bet they're biting, right, Corey?
Well, how about near limits on the new Seaforth?
Big deal, dude.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Twilight and Happy Trip.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. It's happening.
Jason on the Dolphin actually had over 100 sand bass, too. So bring it on.
Going on, Pete. Well, get your butt back here, man. We're excited. Can't wait to have you back in town and back doing the shows. And, again, we got Sitka coming up. Lots of great stuff and a very safe drive to Yule and Lolly. I think that's the move. Take your time, have a good time, and we'll see you back in town.
All right, we'll see you soon, guys. Ben, thanks for covering, and we'll see you next Saturday on the show.
All right, we'll be here. That was a great adventure, man. Appreciate it very much, and look forward to talking to that. And, boy, like you said, Corey, been a very busy morning. Phones are already completely packed up at 213-432-1090 as well as your shot on the text. Lots of really good text coming through, but why don't we get started on the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about the one and only Doug from Montebello? Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Hi, Doug. You got the best name in the world, Doug.
Oh, you've got a great name, too. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
My question is tradition, man.
Like a 30-year tradition.
Yeah, legit. How are you, Doug?
Have you got a question?
My question is for Doug. Yeah. Well, on the color line, how important is it, especially at nighttime?
So are you talking about a specific type of fishing or just more of a general question? And are you talking
about... Yeah, more just a general question.
Yeah, so there are situations where I think... line color does come into play, and most compelling right now is this nighttime fishing for bluefin. For a few years now, we've been marking people's line every 100 feet with a black marker, and the manufacturers have finally started making multicolored lines that every 100 feet that color changes, so it goes from red to yellow to blue to green, and that allows the angler at night, when the captain says we've got bluefin tuna at 300 feet, it allows them to get in the bite zone more accurately. So that's one example. And I'm kind of a firm believer that a colored line, if you're using like a monofilament, does make a difference. And I don't have scientific proof of this, but it's just comments from, you know, hundreds of fishermen over the years, and a lot of the good fishermen would gravitate to like a gray line or a pink line, and the clear lines, you know, kind of, you know, faded into the sunset.
Dude, pink Andy was like,
that was
yeah.
it.
Well, that's I mean, the person that turned me on to that was Steve Lasley.
Yeah.
Young Steve Lasley in his early 20s came into Hook, Line, and Sinker and said, can you get me Pink Andy? We were an Andy distributor at the time, and I said, I'm sure I can. And, you know, that, you know, the theory is that's the first color to disappear in the water column. But for whatever reason, you know, the guys that really study and pay attention, that pink line, and
it works.
And there's pink fluorocarbon as well, you know, Seagar and some others, Yozuri. And again, it's not scientific. I mean, when the fish are biting wide open, well, a lot of these things don't
scientific
matter.
Enough that it gets bit.
Yes.
And sometimes better than clear. And that, I think the clear maybe, well, fluorocarbons change the game, period.
It
right?
has, because it actually is, for the most part, almost invisible in water. So the clear doesn't reflect the light. Where, you know,
clear mono is shiny,
yes,
and it would give off like a mirror where the pink or the gray
was more subdued.
I think it just absorbed it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that was always a big thing, like you mentioned, Lasley, was, you know, you could see guys that had unlimited fishing talent that were also operating an operation for somebody that had an unlimited budget, and you put those two things together, and a guy is still buying that thing. Like,
yes,
he's not buying it because he's not worried the fact that it costs a little more or a little less, and also has the knowledge of knowing, like, well, this guy doesn't try things based on gimmick. Like, this is the real deal.
You know? Yep. And, you know, so when you see trends like that, you watch the long-range captains, because they're on the water, you know, 200 to 300 days a year, and getting fish for their passengers is everything. And the yacht guys that especially fish money tournaments, they will spend endless days on the water trying different things, and they'll start noticing trends. And definitely that colored line, I think, does make a difference.
All right.
It's a good time.
Doug, appreciate the call very much. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Had a great text come through. Good morning, boys. My question is for Doug. I picked up a brand new Tranx 200. I'll also be getting a 150 as well. I was hoping for your recommendations on a rod and line setup for my 200. I plan on using these reels for spotties, calicos, and sand bass. Also, for Corey, how would you rig a 6-inch MC slug for fishing in the bay? That's all from Ralph and Menifee.
Oh, nice. Man. Well, definitely, you know, bay style fishing is one of our favorite things to do. Tranx is one of the greatest things ever to come out of the Shimano mines and factory.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yes,
totally.
And so there are a lot of good rods and a lot of good companies. But basically, you're going to be in that 7 to 7.5 foot range for the bay fishing. You know, those reels are probably a little smaller than you would use for calico fishing. But if there's situations where long casts makes a difference, you want to go maybe up 7.5 to 8 foot. But for bay fishing, you know, you can get up pretty close to the structure that you're targeting, whether it's you're fishing docks or eelgrass beds or, you know, other structures throughout the bay. So 7 foot rods. And something that would be typically a freshwater rating on those rods is what they do, like 10 to 17, you know, 12 to 20. So, you know, the inshore Terramar rod is a good choice, but you're going to go to the very lighter end of that, you know, like a light. Also, Phoenix rods, they make a lot of, you know, a lot of different put-ups in different price points. And so, I don't know if you're in the local San Diego area. I think you said Menifee, right? Mm-hmm. Because the ideal thing to do is to come into the store and, you know, share with us your budget and the situation which you just did. And then we can match up, you know, a preference that would work for what you're doing there. But, you know, both those reels are fairly similar. If you're using straight spectra, you might be using like 20-pound test in that range, maybe 30. Some guys even go down lighter than that. If you're using straight monofilament, you know, you might be going down as light as 8, 10, 12 in that range. And then, you know, you don't need a ton of line, so, you know, those smaller reels are just a joy to fish with. But a 7-foot rod, you know, the standard rating in that, you know, 10 to 15, you know, 10 to 17, 12 to 20 range, something like that.
That's my favorite way to, you know, show someone a fishing rod, or, you know, in my opinion, the way that it, you know, it is supposed to be done. And that's what's so great about how you have Fisherman's Landing set up, is that when you go in there looking for a bay bass rod, and I've got, you know, X number to spend, I want to spend a couple $100, you know, that's what I'm looking for. You can pull a Terramar, a Phoenix, a, you know, a Seeker Inshore Pro, a United Compact. You know, you can, you know, you can pull a half a dozen rods. Okay, so all of these rods are right for the scenario you're fishing based on line rating and how fast and how slow they are. Now, let's put a Tranx 200 on there and put every one of these in your hands. Well, I don't like the way this handle is. This one's too short for me. This one's a little long. This rod just feels a little stiffer than the line rating is. And, like, you know, you should have a choice of four or five. Like, I always say, like, you don't need to be a rod expert to know what feels good in your hand. You know what I mean? Like, let the tackle store guy make sure that this is going to cover the bases that you're looking for. Now, you pull on this and feel what's comfortable. Hey, man, this thing feels right. This one doesn't.
And that's,
you know,
important.
And put a bend in it. Yeah, exactly.
And it's important to put the reel on there because it shows you what it's going to feel like.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
totally.
You just take the rod and kind of put a bend, like you say.
Yeah.
But then once you get home and you strap your reel on there, it's like, oh, it feels a little top heavier.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
and with the whole Power Pro thing, you're better off going with a lighter rod than you think. Instead of a 17 to 25-pound rod, drop it down to a 10 to 17,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Go one line class down because the...
Yeah, there's no stretch in that line.
There is not.
And so you want the rod to take up the stretch. And,
please,
and the,
yes.
The jigs that you're throwing tend to be very lightweight, and so if you get a rod that's too heavy, you're not going to get the distance out of your cast that you want.
You're not going to get the action. You're not going to get the proper hook set. You're not going to be able to fight the fish properly. There's a lot that goes into having that lighter rod aid you in every one of those.
Well, and you're going to feel the bites maybe just a tad better, too.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah. There it is.
Now, how about rigging a 6-inch lug fishing the bay? How are we doing that?
You talk about nothing sexier. There is.
I love it.
You've got my attention. That for sure is one of the funnest, most productive bites I love. The 6.5-inch lug, it's a perfect grunion. It's a perfect sardine. The lighter the lead head you can get away with, the more action.
Okay.
And on the sink, it's diverting and redirecting and zigging and zagging. Where, you know, maybe in that 20 feet of water, try a 1/2 ounce.
Okay.
If you can get away with it, you're going to get a lot more action. And that thing darts around. Every lift of the rod tip, it's sinking another way. You know, you bring it up, it's going to the left. You bring it up, it's going down to the right. And
yep.
That absolutely, that's where the sexiness comes in.
Yeah.
It drives them absolutely nuts.
It looks right.
It draws a reaction bite. I'm stumbled on words because I'm there. I'm already bit.
And so that's a pretty big bait, you know, for a lot of people for the bay. So what type of structure and what type of fish are you targeting with that particular bait?
Well, you're going to get everything from sand bass, spotted bay bass. You'll catch a 7-inch spotted bay bass on a 6.5-inch lug.
Yeah, a 6-inch sculpin will eat a 6-inch MC slug.
And so the most of those bites, I'm stumbling so bad because I'm lathered, but most of those bites, they eat the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't get the long shank lead head. Don't
rig a trap hook on the tail.
Please don't. No. They go right for the head. You want the hook as close to the head as you can, and lighter the lead head, the better. What else can I tell you? The cleaner the water, the better, because it's all visual.
Yep.
Yes.
A lot of people, too, like to know, you know, how can I catch a halibut in the bay? I know they're there.
Yeah.
I'm imagining this is one of the top baits for that.
Oh, in my mind, the way I'm going to do it, for sure. Like that, you draw such a reaction.
Yes.
People think halibut are so sedentary, and they're, you know, like they're going to, you know, they're going to lick the back of the sardine and get a little...
Well, how many times do you hear, I got a scrape.
Yeah, right.
Definitely a halibut.
I got teeth marks.
Well, let me tell you, and I've seen that live bait fishing back in the day, you know, live bait. Okay, the small smallest halibut ever, that's the size of a dessert plate, okay, a little tiny pancake of a halibut leaves the biggest of marks. Seriously, because they've got the freshest of teeth that have yet to be ground down.
Yeah.
A legal-sized halibut leaves the littlest of scrapes, and you think, oh, that was a small one, you know? Well, come on.
Well, and just the...
And
the,
a legal halibut, Rick, will eat an 8-inch sardine or mackerel.
Inhale.
Down the throat.
I always grew up hearing the same thing, like, oh, halibut really like to mouth the bait. You gotta wait. You gotta wait to get a hook. You know, that's what I...
But with that being said, the guy's gonna catch that legal halibut probably on the trap hook, and that's what made it, you know. So what do you?
They're a type A predator, and they will explode on a bait. And I finally, with my halibut fishing, gave up the whole 12-pound test and all that. Go to a little heavier line. I put it in the rod holder, and when the thing wants to commit suicide, I'll reel them in, and they do.
Yeah,
you just got to wait for them to jump on it. I mean, they will hit it, you know, but then they'll come back and hit it again. And when they hit it, you know, like, oh. You know, start ripping drag.
My boat partner Neil is a really good halibut fisherman and catches a lot of them. And like, you know, we'll do a drift and fish multiple rods. And you fish in a rod. Like the rod holder is the king in turn for catching halibuts. I mean, like you can be as crafty as you want with a rod and reel in your hand on our boat. Like, then the rod holder rod is the king of like, oh, it's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
you're feeling a bait and feathering it out, and you got to buy it, put it in free spool, let him do all these things, and you turn over and look, and the corner rod is like, hey. We got one on.
They will attack it. You know, if you free spool it back to him, it doesn't entice him. When he grabs it the first time and kind of gets away from him, then he goes back after it the second time.
It's just like any other type of fishing. That bait that goes down, that's dogging everywhere and trying to get away, and your rod tips that's the one that absolutely
no doubt.
And working that slug and keep that in mind as
that's what you're trying to make happen.
Done.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm there.
Slugs darting left and right and back and forth, and the boat's drifting away from them, and you got them.
Oh.
I dig it. Let's go
right now.
Right this second.
Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, we were just talking about that Tranx reel. Doug, you said it best. One of the best innovations that came out of the Shimano world was the line of Tranx reels. And, you know, think about the things that Tranx covers, you know, from the smallest, you know, bay bass inshore fresh rotary one all the way up to the Tranx 500 fishing foamers, and truly everything in between.
Yes, I mean, that 400, I was blown away the first time I ever used it. I was slow trolling for yellowtail at the Coronados in 60 feet of water, and we were catching, you know, 15 to 22 pound yellowtail, and they're trying to get to their rocks, and we were stopping them on that thing. And then where they really come into play is when you've got like a popper or surface bluefin type bite going on, you don't have to level wind your line. You can concentrate on working the jig, and you also, when you throw it out there and you turn the handle, it clicks into gear. So it's a very rapid fire and user friendly way to fish. When you know you can't be popping a popper and putting your line on level, which, and then the next cast, if you don't put your line on level, you're going to get a backlash. So
that's it.
For, you know, surface iron fishing or any type of thing where you need your line level, mission critical, that's the go-to reel.
Designed for saltwater, smooth, good torque, good longevity. Spray the thing off with a garden hose when you're done, and she's ready to go again on the next trip. I absolutely love them. It's the Trains from Shimano. Check it out at your local tackle store, or you can check them out at fishshimano.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgeofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgeofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And man, if you've missed the first hour, we're having such a great time in studio, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and make sure you leave your name and telephone number. We're giving away a $100 gift card to one lucky winner to the tackle shop.
Man, I might be going in and buying some slugs after that. Right, if I got that $100 gift card, I might be sliding into a little MC shopping after this.
All that topic had me so loud.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's truly one of my favorites.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You looked like a halibut about ready to strike.
Oh, you're quivering and laughing. I know it.
Well, speaking of good bass fishing, why don't we talk about the best bass fishing up with our friends up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing, because we got the catch port coming our way, Corey.
And it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. Gas prices just keep going up and up, and the summer's almost here. You need the lowest gas prices at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low gas prices and diesel prices too for your car, truck, and boat. Summit is huge, plenty of room. You can pull up with your boat. It's super easy. I do it every time I fill up, and it's truly nothing easier with your boat trailer. And they have plenty of pumps, no waiting. The bistro's full of everything you need for a full day on the water. They have fresh breakfast burritos, sandwiches, beer, soda, and ice. Don't forget about the 100 pounds of free ice. I can't believe they're still doing this. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. Step in and say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. It's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
That's it, boy. Well, let's head on up the coast. Head on over to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley, standing by. What's up, Woolley?
Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff this morning, man.
Having fun.
Mr. Soft-Spoken Corey there, man, just going off on that halibut. I love it.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Well, hey, for us this week, conditions along the beach here, I'm sure it's probably kind of the same down here, so stuff has improved here a little bit for us. Our water temp up here is 65 degrees. I'm sure it's probably close to the same down there, and that's plenty good for this bass action that, you know, we've been having. Half-day trips, I've seen some good midwater and surface action this week, with plenty of keepers being caught on the live baits and artificial stuff this week. In a few areas, you know, we've also seen some halibut kind of come into play. Our six-pack fleet has kind of been on it because it's in some shallow water, a little harder to get some of the bigger boats in there. But some of our six-pack boats, current, he was in down in that salmon ophry zone, kind of in looking around, found some good biting halibut in there. I think that's what's drawing these sharks into the beach, man. Lots of flatfish in the shallows right now. So guys have been trying to tap into some of that and been rewarded for their efforts there. But, you know, conditions are really trying to straighten themselves out. We haven't had the sunshine that we need, but a lot of that red tide's starting to kind of finally filter out. We're getting some good current, and stuff's picking up, certainly with some of that improvement. Three-quarter day stuff still kind of like a combo of rockfish and bass, depending on passenger loads and day of the week kind of stuff. The 14-mile bank, again, proved to be the best rockfish opportunity for us this week. Billfish jigs and the live sardines fished on the dropper loop, I'd say fished the best for us for that better-grade rockfish out in that 100-110 fathom zone is what we've been fishing out there on the bank. And then that bass fishing down off Camp Pendleton kind of mirrored what we've been seeing closer to home in the half-day range. That picked up a bit, too, with some cleaner water finally pushing in down there. We had a good little batch of uphill current this week in that little zone, so that kind of filtered out, again, some of that red tide in there. And there's quite a bit of new kelp growth down there, too, so we'll for sure be in on that bass fishing stuff as well as those conditions continue to improve. And then over at Clemente, the Furies just keeping the ball rolling with that yellowtail in his count. Some nice halibut there as well, along with some bass, bonito, standard bottom grabbers. I think he fished rockfish a day or two with a more novice group that they had. But all in all, everything's sitting over there. And then here's a great one. Yesterday, Captain Christian on the Cicas, or Cicas Sport Fishing there on the Lexi, sent me a picture of Sam and Wonder's passengers holding a striped bass. Which not unheard of, right?
Nice. Really?
But they caught it at Clemente. They were at Clemente when they caught it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
That's
stuff.
Wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
That's
wild.
At Clemente
stuff,
Island.
So. SCI. Yeah.
Oh, my
bonkers.
Gosh.
He had a long swim.
Yeah.
That's
they were getting Corey fired up again, right?
Yeah. I know. So, I know.
We threw a picture up on our Instagram if you guys want to check it out. It's not a giant fish, but still, nonetheless, it's one of those head scratchers. We always joke around. It's only on the Lexi, you know.
That's so
only on the Lexi.
You're not kidding about that, man. Those guys always coming up something wild. The albacore stops and the stripers and big cows.
Totally.
Like, yeah, that's a for sure fun operation.
You actually had me on new kelp growth south of you. Yeah, I'm on it.
That's good stuff, man. So that was our week. We're hoping to, again, mimic that this week with some just little improvements is all we ask for this time of the year. So give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworth.com and make those reservations. You're going to need them. We're getting busy.
Well, you called it last week. You know, you had mentioned that, you know, you were struggling through a little bit of condition, but the week coming forward, which is the one we just passed, looked much better, and boom, here it was, exactly as you said, and those same good conditions on the horizon again. I think it's I think you know, summer rapidly approaching, and the conditions are here. I think we're in for some good here from here on out.
No, Tony, I think you're right. You know, we're not asking for it all at once, but just little, small, noticeable improvements every week. We're cool with that. Absolutely. Yep.
We'll take it. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it. Tell all the boys we said hi, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Roger. All right. Thanks for the time. See you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
We'll have to see what the surf guru thinks of a striper at SDI.
It's time.
He's the man.
What up, Gundy?
That's a head scratcher.
Crazy.
That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, we've talked about this before, about how there's probably some local fish that spawn maybe in the back bays or estuaries, and then there's fish that come down the beach, you know, from Northern California, come out of those river systems. And, you know, I think these fish, the fish that you find at San Clemente was probably a fish that just followed the bait schools, you know, and ended up in Albuquerque, you know what I mean? Anyways, you know, a little bit of frustration on the beach with the tide, the red tide, you know. The positive is that it is moving out, but it was in tight to the beach and it caused some problems. But guys who found that cleaner patch has still made some catches. And Corey, we got striped bass caught this week in the surf line. Hook, line, sinker reported water temps finally hit 60 degrees up there. They had a couple, 28, 29-inch halibut. The halibut bite still hasn't really sprung into action, but it's slow, improving in slow increments in that 60-degree mark. That's a big deal. We got grunion runs. We got a nice new moon tide, so we're going to have some good tides coming up. And then the bright spot, like I said, 28-inch striped bass taken off Loon Point on a sexy smelt hard jerkbait. And a lot of these striped bass are taken, you know, on the hard jerkbait, mostly halibut fishermen. But, you know, that's something you want to consider is fishing that bait because you're fishing for two species, you know, at the same time. So don't limit yourself to something that just maybe a halibut might take, you know what I mean? And the other thing is anchovies, you know, not a lot of guys fish the anchovies, but that's another really strong striper bait. And here's another one. Here's another head scratcher. Three blue sharks taken off the Goleta Pier up there.
Really?
I don't know if I've seen them. I don't know if I've seen a blue shark offshore in the last 5 years. And
that's
then,
true.
three of them taken off the pier. So we got some interesting things going on here. Big Fish reported best conditions were in and around the harbors. Sunset and Bolsa were clean and up there. Here we go again with these big spot fin. The shop checked in a 27-inch spot fin croaker. The guy released the fish. You know, I looked through some of my literature, and a 27-inch fish is most likely from 9 to 12 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a barracuda. That's crazy.
The fish was taken there at Sunset Beach on a long rod and a big nugget sand crab. That other big fish came on a sand crab too. So, man, if you got your chops to catch a big one, now is the time. Ketchum and Hogan's reported the same spotty fishing on the beach. They're seeing a few Corbina. I think they had two Corbina reported caught, so that's a good sign. We're going to start seeing some catches there. And then Pacific Coast reported some of the same streaky water, but there was more striped bass caught down below here. 3 to 7 pound fish. Two were taken at Del Mar near the river mouth, and then two were taken off Tamarack. All the fish struck a hard jerk bait, like we've been saying. That's just, if they're there, fish them. That's the way I look at it. And then also, just a note on that 9-pounder last week, it was 6 ounces off the state record. So if that guy in Seal Beach didn't catch and release his spot fin, he might have released a state record. But that's all right. Wow. When you catch a fish that big, it's magnificent. And, you know, at least in my opinion, I don't want to kill it. You know, I want to let her go. So, take a photograph, let her go. But, man, keep that. That's why I always say keep that little pocket scale with you when you're surf fishing, because if you're going to release one, you know, it'd be nice to know the weight.
It's incredible, man. It's just how healthy our inshore and how healthy our ocean really is. And
yeah,
the blue shark thing, I mean, that we all kind of glaze over, like, yeah, blue shark. But that is truly... It could be the squid in the area. It could be just the health of the ocean. Whatever it is, it's a positive, even though it's a funky blue shark.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, really. That's for sure. The cycles, you know, things tend to go in cycles. So that'd be nice to see more of those little guys around.
I know. It's
that's
pretty cool, Gundy.
Totally. Gundy, a great report.
All right, that's our mixed bag for the week.
we'll take that bag just fine. Appreciate you as always, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great show, guys.
Thanks, Gundy.
All right, that wraps up our fish report. And get your gear ready for summer. Check out surffishtackle.com for the newest in fishing gear, and fishthesurf.com to help you make a better angler at the beach. Nice. And we're going to be right back, and let's talk. I got more Doug Kern. We got a whole another hour, all this cool talk.
I know. I can't believe an hour just went by.
I know, right? We're having so much fun. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.